This episode of The Short Porch is brought to you by SeatGeek. Buying tickets can be complicated and confusing, but there's a simple way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to buy tickets to every type of live event, whether you're catching your favorite musician on tour, shopping for the perfect gift, or searching for a last-minute deal to see your favorite team. SeatGeek helps you find the best deals at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Nothing, and I mean nothing, beats being there in person for the biggest plays of the year, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. SeatGeek helps you save time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to help you find the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek will help you grade every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals in every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. Folks, just right now, download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code PORCH. That's promo code PORCH, and that will get you $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code PORCH, and that will get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. I'm joined here by Tommy Smokes and Marty Mush. You can tell through that ad read, I am legitimately just defeated as a human being. I'm so devastated. I could barely get through the ad read without crying. Folks, this sucks. There's just no better way to put it. I mean, honestly, I would have rather, I've honestly gone down 1, 2, 3 in the ninth inning than DJ tie it like that. I mean, that was, I don't know if I've ever experienced in the matter of 10 minutes a bigger high and a bigger low in my life. I when DJ hit the home run, I honestly was like, you could see on the stream, you could probably pinpoint it, I literally started crying to myself. I was like, oh my God, this is legitimately just going to happen. Like, they're just going to do it. And then Aroldis Chapman rips my fucking heart out.
Two outs? Two straight outs. It's not like it was the first pitch. Two straight outs.
My body is numb.
I can't.
Like, I can't feel any part of my body.
I can't believe they lost.
It's just that game. I'm just trying to think.
I feel like I'm in a fog.
I can't believe they lost that game.
They like make me happy. I'm just trying to think of things. I drew a computer. I like drawing computers.
Okay, you like drawing computers.
I mean,
what does that have to do with anything?
I'm trying to think of things. That make me happy.
You're just drawing.
When DJ hit that computers. Home run,
Bush, I love you. I love you so much because that's the perfect thing you could do right now is draw computers.
It makes me. I love. What do you like to do?
I don't know. When DJ hit, I don't have.
Bush, I love you. Just trying
to make it. I mean, it sucks,
Bush,
man.
That's why you're here. That's literally Bush. I could not think of a better reason. You're here to draw computers. I couldn't fucking love it.
Because it's the fact we got outplayed. All right, we got out. Can we give one thing real quick? Our pitchers this series was not the problem. That's what we were all worried about.
No.
Our fucking hitting because couldn't fucking do shit.
The biggest problem is the Astros were the better team.
They are,
and they played better baseball. The offense sucked. Couldn't get up the big hit. I don't even like.
What is that sound?
That's relaxing, man.
Is there a bomb going off? Because I hope it goes off and just fucking eliminates me from this world.
Just doing ASMR. There's a really good baseball team.
So are we.
Not good enough.
Edwin Carcione just forgot how to play baseball.
It is one of the bigger things. I will go into the offseason just contemplating with myself how Edwin just forgot how to play baseball. And it was crazy. That was the guy that everyone feared in the Minnesota series and then in the Astros series. It's just like almost like they had his cheat code and they're just like, yeah, we know this guy. That guy looked like he never played baseball before.
Giancarlo Stanton better have his fucking leg amputated because that's the only excuse as to why he did not pinch hit. For Edwin Encarnacion.
Yeah, I know.
Because if he was healthy enough to play, then you pinch hit him there. Otherwise, fucking amputate that fucking leg.
Tommy
you know
goes
who else
for everyone's throat.
You know who else? Yeah.
No, you know, Tommy's big on that. And, like, honestly, like, this is how I'm going to do it. But, like, I genuinely think that guy had a very serious injury. And I think he gave it his all.
I'm not mad
at
Giancarlo.
No, I know.
I'm mad at Edwin, and I'm mad at the organization for keeping him on and off.
I don't think after game five, he should have been on this roster in game 6. And I don't think after game fucking 3 he should have been on this roster. I think it was very clear he just wasn't going to be himself and they could have had another guy on here. That's neither here nor there. I mean,
I was telling Hubs during the game, like, this game too, people that sucked besides Edwin stepped up. Gary stepped up in the first thing with RBI.
Big hit.
Big
hit. I know he sucked at the one, but he still came up with that. Urshela with the home run.
Defensive mishaps.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Urshela with the home run. Yeah, Cessa, I mean.
Aaron Judge had a really bad game. And you know what? I know he flies under the radar a lot. I know he had a hit. But to get caught, that's an inexcusable base running error. And then he got out in a big spot. And then also late, right after that DJ home run, you got Ozuna on the ropes there. To go down swinging on strikes like that, I mean, if he gets on there, the Yankees win that game. If he gets on there, they get another rally together in the ninth inning, and they win that fucking game.
Two outs.
That's why I didn't.
Like two outs. I didn't think it was gone off the bat. Did you think it was gone off the bat?
Yeah.
With the fucking non-juice balls? I didn't.
Altuve?
Yeah.
Dude,
there were so many balls this fucking series that, like, I didn't think were gone off the bat. I was, like, praying that it stayed in the park. At least go off the wall and let us have a play at home.
I fucking hate him. I fucking hate the entire Astros organization. They cheat.
It's so
scumbags.
Funny. Even, like, Ottavino has a good inning in this game. As you're saying, yeah. Like, everyone who sucked was really good in this game. J-Hap was really good. Cessa was really, really good. Like, honestly, if you came into this game and I told you that Green, Hap, and Cessa were going to combine for five innings, three runs, you take that.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, here we go. You
ten
know?
Out of ten times.
And honestly, like, and to be honest, if I told you in those of those five innings, Green was going to be the culprit of all of it, you'd be shocked. Mm-hmm. You'd think it's going to be Hap and Cessa, bitch, four fucking shutout innings this game.
Yeah.
Could have left. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I guess the bullpen management was fine. It's just Chapman has to get the outs.
I mean, that.
You see, he smirked. I mean, people are going to get on that because he kind of likes, but I think that's more of like a disbelief.
No,
smile.
That
I do
yeah,
that sometimes
no, that's
too.
Just like, you like, be, yeah, that's more of you just have to be
yeah,
fucking.
That doesn't mean he doesn't
me.
Care or anything. That's like a you got to be.
I know you can't take him out, but you knew after the walk and just like everything was just not, everything's a ball. And when he starts
couldn't
overthrowing,
throw his fastball for a strike, and
starts
then
he sat
on
you know
the breaking ball.
I need to burn this fucking sweatshirt I'm wearing.
It's like,
I need to burn myself.
Thing is, I don't know who to be.
Only my ass.
I don't know who to be mad at. Like the fact that it happened is like Chapman. I mean, you can't get too mad at Chapman.
No. It's the offense. It's we the did offense. Just enough to stay in games. We never just put them away. Always
the offense.
Enough.
They shit the bed. They didn't get. I mean, even time and time again, and they could. They should have had more than two runs going into the ninth inning. DD with the weak fucking DJ up until the last, like not that we're getting on DJ, but I'm just saying they were
can't DJ have
I'm not
be a bad
shitting
of the
on him
year.
I'm just saying in the first eight innings a lot of guys had bad at bats
that
and
DJ
that's what did it in DJ had the at bat of the season in the ninth inning with the 10 pitch at bat home run, but before I mean Judge had bad at Gary outside of the same just a lot of bad at bats in key moments swinging on the first pitch a new reliever comes in they swing on a breaking ball in the first pitch.
Just lose 4-2. Don't do it to me.
I would have much rather lost 4-2.
Don't do it like that. All right, before we get into the rest of the show, let's talk about Indochino. Indochino was founded on the belief that you don't need to spend a fortune on a custom wardrobe. I mean, Indochino, we're getting ready for weddings. We're getting for the off season, all that. We're going to have to dress up for some certain things. Indochino is the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. They make suits, shirts, coats, and more. And everything is made to your exact measurements for a great fit. You get to personalize all the details, including your lapel, your lining, and all your and your monogram. They have hundreds of suit options for all occasions, including work, formal events, and your own wedding. The best part is that they are affordable. Almost all of their custom clothing is under $400. The process is simple. Choose your fabric, pick your customizations, and submit your measurements, including your package, which will be delivered straight to your door in 2 weeks. It's only 2 weeks. That's not long at all. You can get measured and design your suit at your nearest Indochino showroom, or if you're lazy like us, you can do it all yourself online at Indochino.com. IndoChino.com. You start your style upgrade right now with $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when you enter the promo code SHORT at checkout. Plus, shipping is free. That's Indochino.com, promo code SHORT for $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more. And an incredible deal. For a made-to-measure clothing, you really have no excuse You really have no excuse anymore to wear any clothing that does not fit. Inochino.com, promo code SHORT, $30 off your total purchase.
TJ just sent us this video if you want to check your phone.
I really don't.
It is so sad. It's just the Yankees in the locker room.
No.
36 seconds. Aaron Judge looks like he's on the verge of tears. All the players hugging Luke Voit, Aaron Boone. I mean, that's the side of it.
Do not show me Luke Voit in this video. Do not.
Obviously, in the moment, you get mad. I'm the king of getting mad and throwing out irrational takes in the moment. But, you know, these guys care, obviously.
Boone cares about... Boone cares about every single one of these guys, and every one of them cares about Boone.
And, you know, they...
It's crazy, too. Like, obviously, CeCe's done, and we knew that. But, right. Like, this could be Didi's last time as a Yankee. You don't know. You just don't know. I mean, we'll get into it. We're going to have a...
It felt like a special team. That's what just... I'm sure they felt the same
way. DJ homer literally was like, holy fuck.
Right. It was going to be like, this team just... doesn't
die. You can probably find me on live stream. I started crying during the live stream. When that went over Springer's glove in right field, I legitimately just couldn't believe what was happening. In terms of my fandom career, it was the most shocking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And obviously, Boone's home run, that's in 03. So I'm 10. I don't remember anything when I was 10. In terms of my fandom career, that was the most shocking thing that's ever happened in my life. DJ LeMahieu's home run.
It's also different because the Boone home run is to win. This was like to not lose.
Yeah, it was just like
we're
not
dead.
This
was so satisfying because like it just brought you back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you celebrated. Obviously, there's still game left, as we saw. But to just get that second gasp of air, but I wish we didn't get it. I wish we just fucking drowned.
A desperation cheer is one that is unbelievable. Yeah. Just throw fuck you money at Cole and Strasburg and just get us back.
New York Yankees have to win the World Series next year.
I don't even want
to
talk about
that. Only the
right
second
now.
Decade they didn't even go to
dude,
the World
I can't
Series.
Even t- dude, the words next year don't even fucking compute in my brain right now. I can't believe after DJ's home run they didn't win that game. And they didn't even, dude, I'm convinced that they just extend that to the 10th. Like, that game's over.
Yes.
They're going to just find a way. Oh, my God.
You come back, shut down. Nope. Not what ifs. No
Mush,
what
I'm
ifs.
Sorry we dragged you into this podcast, man. I'm so sorry, man.
Did we get mushed?
No, we didn't. It's not his fault. Mush has made this podcast awesome, and everyone's begged.
Should we not?
Everyone's
change,
begged him to be on this,
we have
and we
not change the intro song. What did we do wrong? Where did we go wrong?
I just got shit on by another bird. I feel bad for Mush because we dragged him in here and like for these two series, and he graced us with his time.
First one was beautiful. First series. Oh,
I know, but like we wasted your time, and I feel like it's just
my hair looks ridiculous.
I'm gonna cry my eyes out tonight. It's gonna be fucking so terrible, and I'm sure I'm gonna get fucking DMs. Oh, you should be fired and all that. Whatever,
don't even
man.
Look at them. That I have to put down. I can't go on Twitter tonight. I'm gonna see all the Met fans, all the Red Sox fans, all the Astro fans. And I'm just going to do things I regret. So I just have to not look at
Twitter. Not like that, man. Not like that. They just didn't need to lose like that. Lose 4-2. Don't tie the fucking game. Don't tie the game like that, man.
Don't even.
Fuck it.
God damn it. I don't even know what to talk about anymore. That's it for CeCe. Who knows about Didi? That'll be a further discussion, I'm sure.
We'll have
Care
a season
Maben,
eulogy
who knows?
Episode.
I know we'll have a season eulogy later this week.
And then
week.
An off-season preview eventually.
Yeah.
Just give us some time.
It's not like that,
give
man.
Us some time.
As much as you listening are as hurt as we... I mean, we are. I am legitimately devastated. I hope I get fucking hit by a fucking car on the way home tonight. I'm going to walk home. I'm not going to take an Uber. I hope I get hit by a car. I'm just... That would come close to the misery that I'm feeling. Just to end it right now. I mean, this is our year. Everything was building up. It just felt like this is our team. They just couldn't die. They played so well in Game 5. Game 6 to come back like that. They were just, if we won that game in Game 6, there's no way they're winning in Game 7 in Houston.
No. We would have all the momentum. Then we'd go sweep the National. Oh, my God. I don't want to think about it.
I'm so sorry.
And I honestly think if it got to the 10th inning, they would have scored, too.
I do, too. I don't know who they were going to bring in. I'm legitimately speechless. I'm so sorry. I'm sure I have.
I just want it to be like a week. I don't know how long it's going to take to heal from this, but I just want to be healed.
I won't be healed so much. I don't even know if I'm going to be healed so much, to be honest. Once we're down in spring training, which I fucking think we're going to be, and we have to see these guys, this sucks, man. This is not how it should end. This is just not how it should have ended. This is the wrong matrix. This is the wrong simulation. It just doesn't end like this, man.
You both have nothing to look forward to either.
Okay.
That was crazy. What does that mean, Marty?
Just trying to make myself feel better.
What do you have to look forward to? The Duke. Giants?
Duke.
Syracuse basketball might be okay. I mean, we always find a way in the Final Four.
Just trying to.
I thought you were gonna say like, "Oh, I'm like involved in Florida gambling content." I thought I was like, no, "Oh, no. I was like, all right, mush." Like,
Fordham basketball.
Thanks, man. Sick.
Fordham basketball.
You have Spider trying to decommit people on Twitter to go to Fordham. Do you want to look forward to that?
What is Spider trying to do?
That's Spider my favorite hates the coach thing. Of Fordham basketball. So whenever they like get a new recruit, he tells them to not go to Fordham.
He tries to get him to decommit.
What?
An amazing Twitter.
I mean, the Giants, Daniel, the Giants are only a game out of first place.
We play the Giants. Hey, I mean, yeah, wait, what are you talking about? December. I mean, the Packers are 5-1.
Yeah.
But I mean, hand up. I'm nowhere near. I mean, I'll admit, I'm nowhere near the Packer fan. I am the Yankee fan. I won't, like, try and fool you on that. Like,
you're still a Packers fan.
I am a Packers fan. I mean, people don't believe I am, and they think I'm a front runner, but, like, I mean, the Packers are, I mean, they're irrelevant. Irrelevant. Fucking irrelevant. I mean, I don't give a fuck about the Packers right now. I just don't. I don't care. They could be 1-5. They could be 0-6. I don't fucking care. That loss, man, I think that is the number one worst loss of my life in terms of being a fan of any team.
The worst part, like, I know, because.
Can anything else top that in your fandom? Being a part of a team all year, you know, all that, you know.
No, I'm trying to think.
This is the worst.
Like, because if they lost 4-2, we'd be sitting here, you know what? They gave up.
They just lost
they
at
just
home.
They just didn't play well. But now they didn't give up. And they have to sit here for fucking 3 months, 4 months, just waiting.
Just a better team. Astros is just a better team.
To answer my question, is that the worst loss of your
team? Yeah, I think it is. So? Yeah.
I think it is, too. I know it is, too.
Yeah.
Just a better team.
God fucking damn it. Marty Mush, I thank you for joining us during these postseason.
Of course.
If everything works out, maybe we'll see in the offseason. We'll see how it goes.
Yes, sir.
Tommy Scabelli, my fucking co-host, my compadre, thank you so much for joining us this whole fucking season. This has been TJ. Thank you so much. Avery, thank you so much for everything. We'll have a whole...
The listeners.
Yeah, I was going to say, everyone who listened, the fucking growth this podcast has had this whole year, crazy. It's insane the amount of people listen to the show. I thank you so much. Everyone, every time we're at a game, we did a live show. The live show fucking packed out. It was crazy. Thank you so much for your contribution and everyone who listened and everyone who appreciates what we do. We literally, I mean, we're here. During the postseason, we're here until fucking 2 or 3 in the morning. I mean, we give everything we have to you guys. I literally, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. We will be back stronger than ever. Off season, obviously, you'll hear us for sure. Probably take a mini break, and then you'll hear us once a week during the off season. We're going to try and do interviews, crazy good interviews. I think we're going to get the best we can for you guys in the off season. And you'll hear us once a week. We'll do a season ULG at some point later in the week. And from there, I mean, I can't believe this isn't in the World Series. I'm so sorry from the bottom of my heart.
I really thought, like, I'm in shock. Like, I thought there was no chance it did.
Marty, yeah.
I want to give you credit. For something that's going to go unseen, your pump-up speech before that ninth inning.
You know what?
Was unbelievable.
It did. Was unbelievable. I got to go talk about that. It did get the DJ home run.
Don't even remember it. Talk about it.
Exactly. It was a speech where we all just started clapping. Tommy He didn't want to do a speech. It ended up being a speech, and we all went nuts. It's going to go unseen because we got our hearts ripped out. But Thomas, fantastic speech.
It really was one of the best. I'm not a speech guy. But maybe I don't.
You want to be a speech guy.
I want to be a speech guy so bad.
That sucks, man. This all sucks. Love signing off from the short porch, Marty Morris, Tom Scavelli. I'm Hubs. Thanks for listening all year fucking long. We'll be back later this week. We'll do this whole season eulogy, but thank you so much. I'm so sorry to deal with all this shit. That's Short Porch. We'll see you next time. Later.
Well, this is John Sterling. You've been listening to Short Porch. byproduct of Barstool Sports.
Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know. Yeah.